Radio 1.
Wir senden live aus Krakau und bei unserem Brückenschlag nach Polen, bei der Radiobrücke, wollen wir natürlich auch Themen behandeln, die die Menschen hier bewegen. Denn Polen hat Außengrenzen zur Ukraine und zu Belarus. Und da spielen die Themen Flucht und Migration dann natürlich eine große Rolle. Wir erinnern uns, der belarussische Machthaber Alexander Lukaschenko hatte Flüchtende aus aller Welt nach Belarus eingeladen, um so dann nach Polen in die EU zu kommen als Druckmittel. Da sind sie dann oft zwischen die Fronten geraten. Belarussische Sicherheitskräfte auf der einen Seite, auf der anderen dann die polnischen Grenzschützer. Und da ist es zu vielen Menschenrechtsverletzungen gekommen, auch zu illegalen Pushbacks. Ist das eigentlich vorbei oder findet das immer noch statt? Wir wissen es nicht so genau, denn es wird gar nicht mehr so viel von dort berichtet. Also fragen wir einen, der es wissen muss, nämlich Mateusz Janicki. Er ist seit 3 Jahren Aktivist in der Grupa Granica, was übersetzt bedeutet Grenzgruppe. Und es ist eine gemeinnützige Organisation, die die Situation an der Grenze beobachtet und den Geflüchteten auch hilft. And I will switch to English now. Welcome, Mateusz Janicki.
Hello.
Hello. Grupa Granica monitors the situation at the borders to Belarus. Why is that necessary? And what is happening there right now? Because we barely know anything about it.
Grupa Granica, as you said previously, it's an organization. It's not a real organization. It's a coalition of the non-profit organization which bring help on the Belarusian border. We also monitor the situation. There is this organization we are monitoring. You can actually look very. That's very good pointed on their website. The whole situation. The situation, the crisis, began in 2021 in Usnash. There was a group of refugees from Afghanistan. They were caught by the Polish border guards, and they were stuck between Polish border guards and Belarusian border guards. Both sides didn't want to let them through, and they were stuck there for a few weeks. Actually, we really don't know what's going on with this group till now. And this was the beginning of the humanitarian crisis on the Polish Belarusian border. What changes from this from that time? It's that there is a wall built by a previous government. The wall is almost on the whole border, whole border between Poland and Belarus. There is only parts where there is a river. There is no wall. There is no regular wall. There is this electrical system. But this is the only change. The people are still there. There are still people trying to get to Europe through this route, through this path, and this. Still need help, and they unfortunately are still victims of the force used by Polish and also of course Belarusian border guards.
Mm-hmm. Also begonnen hat die ganze Arbeit dieser Koalition von Organisationen, die sich für Geflüchtete einsetzen, 2020, denn da gab es eine Gruppe von afghanischen Geflüchteten, die wirklich eingeklemmt waren zwischen den polnischen Grenzschützern und den belarussischen Grenzschützern und nicht rauskommen. Mateusz Janicki hat mir gerade gesagt, dass man bis heute nicht weiß, was aus denen geworden ist eigentlich und wie es denen geht. Und das war der Anfang einer Arbeit. Es ist jetzt so, dass die Grenze geschützt ist, insofern, dass es einen Zaun gibt und dass es an der Stelle, wo der Fluss ist, ein elektrisches System gibt. Aber das hält die Menschen gar nicht davon ab. Sie versuchen immer noch über die Grenze zu kommen. Und deswegen ist auch die Grupa Granica immer noch gefragt, um diesen Menschen zu helfen, die da ankommen und dann eben mehr oder weniger der Willkür dieser Grenzkräfte, auf die sie da treffen, ausgeliefert sind. The Grupa Granica was founded because of these human rights abuses, mm-hmm. because of pushbacks. Do you have a number? How many pushbacks there were?
In this month, the previous one, it was 1,600 pushbacks. But this is the statistics we can only have from the Polish border guards. So we really don't know what does it mean. Does it mean it was 1,600 people or it was 1,600 interventions? Because they are not really clear, those statistics. We do have our statistics. We know how many people we helped previous month. It was, I think, around 300 people that was helped, that the help was brought to them by the Grupa Granica. And we have to mention one thing, that from this time, from this 3 years, during those 3 years, there is more than 200 victims. We know about more than 100 victims, and we can assume that there are much more victims on the Belarusian side.
That actually died.
That actually died on this
200 point. People in
3 years.
In 3 years. Mm-hmm. Also, wir haben jetzt gerade über Zahlen gesprochen. Ich hoffe, ich habe die alle richtig erinnert, denn das sind wichtige Zahlen. Er sagt, die offiziellen Zahlen von Pushbacks, also dass Migranten gezwungen werden, illegal wieder zurück nach Belarus zu gehen, waren allein im vergangenen Monat, also im September, 1600. Und eine Zahl, die auf jeden Fall in Erinnerung bleibt, sind, dass insgesamt in den 3 Jahren, die diese Krise dauert, insgesamt 300 Menschen ihr Leben verloren haben. Und insofern ist es auch klar, warum dieses Engagement. You yourself decided to become an activist 3 years ago. You did nothing like this before. Why did you decide, I have to do something?
When this situation started 3 years ago, the overwhelming feeling was that we couldn't do anything, that the Polish government does their own politics and we have no, we cannot do change anything. And there was this group of people, mostly and at the beginning, of course, there were local people who were living by the Belarusian border. And they started to help. And then there were coming more people from other parts of Poland. Of course, the big organization was trying to help them. There was the organization that were found because of the crisis. So, and my friend from Krakow, Karol Wilczyński, one of the person who is working with refugees for a long time, he asked me, maybe you want to go and help. And that was the moment I started and tried to do anything to change the situation.
Also Mateusz Janicki hat gesagt, dass er selbst vor 3 Jahren angefangen hat, weil ein Freund zu ihm gesagt hat, willst du nicht da helfen, den Leuten geht es schlecht, die brauchen wirklich Hilfe. Und dann hat er gesagt, okay, ich mache das, ich bin dazu bereit und ist eben seitdem dabei und festes Mitglied der Gruppe. What do you actually do to support people that are stuck there or that arrive here in Ukraine?
The refugees who are on this on the Belarusian Polish-Belarusian border, they can find our number, which is a number for help. They can contact us and they can ask for help. We can only help, of course, only on the Polish soil. So we cannot help the people who are on the other side of the fence. And we brought them this first aid. So we have some food for them. We have clothes for them. Very often they are completely wet. They have to change everything. Unfortunately, they also are victims of the force used by them, but on them by the Belarusian border guards, also unfortunately Polish border guards. So we also try to provide them with the medical aid. We also cooperate with medicines on the since borders.
Ärzte ohne Grenzen.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we also collaborate with them. So if we know that there is a help, medical help, we ask them to help. The problem is that we cannot really use the help of the Polish state, because when the Polish state would be first there, they would be pushed back right away. Like if there is no activist, the refugees are pushed back right away with no question asked.
Also es ist so, dass man sich als Geflüchteter, dass es eine Nummer gibt, da können die sich melden und können sagen, sie brauchen Hilfe, die gibt es im Internet und die bringen dann alles, was man eben braucht. Die sind oft kommen an mit nassen Klamotten, manchmal sind sie verletzt, weil sie auch Gewalt erfahren haben an der Grenze, brauchen einen Arzt, der dann gerufen wird. Ärzte ohne Grenzen arbeitet damit. Die brauchen was zu essen und genau um diese Erstversorgung kümmert sich die Organisation. Bei mir zu Gast ist Mateusz Janicki von der Grupa Granica. Übersetzt bedeutet das Grenzgruppe, eine gemeinnützige Organisation, die Grenze beobachtet zu Belarus und Geflüchteten hier in der Ukraine hilft. Hallo nochmal.
Hallo.
Yeah. Often members of the Grupa Granica want to stay anonymous when they talk about their work. Why is that?
It's because what we do is we know we are doing good stuff, and we know we are going to do good thing, and we are. I'm certain that the right is on our side, and the law is also on our side. But it's not the view of all the people in Poland. There is a lot of emotion about refugees, and there is a lot of emotion about politics. So not everybody wants to be, you know, not everybody wants to be, you know, out loud what he's doing. It depends maybe of his work, of his family, doesn't matter. Mm. Different.
Also es gibt einige Mitglieder dieser Grupa Granica, die sich für Geflüchtete einsetzt, die gerne anonym bleiben wollen, die sprechen wollen, aber anonym, weil es wirklich ein hart umstrittenes Thema in Polen ist und man befürchten muss, dass man dann eventuell auch angefeindet wird oder es einem eventuell auch im Beruf schaden könnte. The former Polish peace government built a fence more than 5 meters high at the border to Belarus. What has changed now? We have now a new government, and in Europe we had high hopes because now there's Donald Tusk in office for a year now. What does it mean for the refugees? Is there really a change for them?
No. And I would say even it's worse than it was before, because before the election a year ago, Grupa Granica was supported by a lot of people in Poland. And right now, when the political stage is changed, we have new government, and the new government is also calling migrants as a threat. They are using migrants as a political fuel to get the power. It's also changing the view of society of what we does. The group of our supporters are shrinking, and we can feel it. And we can feel that this emotion about Granica is much, much more changed. A year ago, we had the opening of the green border, which has a big impact on the Polish society, and there was a lot of support from the people. Right now, after a year, also we have to mention that there was also the soldier was killed on the border. We don't know who killed him, but we know that someone from the other side of the border, from the Belarusian border, killed the soldier.
Polish soldier. And that changed the public opinion.
And it's changed a lot of public opinion. But then, unfortunately, the Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister of Poland, he actually does the same thing what does the mainstream of European politics. Like the European politics are using the migrants and hold the migration topic as a political fuel to gain power. They are not really trying to solve the problem. They are using the problem to gain power, as I said.
Mm. Also, wer die Hoffnung hatte, dass jetzt, wo die rechtsnationale Peace-Regierung in Polen nicht mehr an der Macht ist, sondern Donald Tusk, sich etwas zum Positiven im Umgang mit den Geflüchteten verändert hätte, muss enttäuscht werden, sagt Mateusz Janicki. Es ist sogar noch schlimmer geworden, sagt er. Es ist so, dass die Politik hier in Polen, aber auch in anderen Ländern, das Thema Geflüchtete vor allen Dingen dazu benutzt, um an die Macht zu kommen. Sie benutzen es als Brennstoff, um Angst zu schüren, um an die Macht zu kommen und kümmern sich nicht wirklich um das Problem. Und das macht es umso nötiger, dass es Organisationen gibt, wie die Grupa Granica, die den Menschen hilft, die hier ankommen und dringend Hilfe brauchen. Mateusz Janicki, vielen Dank, dass Sie vorbeigekommen sind. Thank you so much for your work and for coming here.
Thank you very much. And also, if anyone wants to support Grupa Granica, please go on our website, Sklep na Granicy, and support our actions.
Genau. Im Internet finden Sie alle Informationen zu Grupa Granica, die natürlich auch von Deutschland aus unterstützt werden darf. Vielen
Dankeschön.
Dank.